San Diego City Council postpones vote on massive water rate hike. The San Diego City Council voted 8-1 on September 30th to postpone a vote on a significant rate hike for water and sewage rates, rescheduling the discussion for late October following pushback from the community. The proposed adjustments would increase charges for water by more than 60% and for sanitation services by more than 30%, phased in over 4 years beginning January 2026. For a standard single-family household, the changes could add an estimated $18.10 to monthly statements in the first year, followed by $20.76 in the second year, $20.84 in the third year, and another $22.28 the year after that, for a total increase of $81.98 by January 2029. The Public Utilities Department proposed the rate hike, citing rising costs for imported water, labor, and projects such as the Pure Water Recycling Program. The department warned that without the increased fees, service disruptions or layoffs could follow. More than 36 residents addressed the council during public comment, criticizing the plan due to its high burden on San Diegans already strained by inflation in housing, food, and energy. Hannah Cano from a regional workers advocacy group described the challenges. "It feels tough. You know, a lot of us are just struggling to survive at the end of the day, a lot of people working 2 or 3 jobs," she said. "But when water and rent and food, electricity all go up, the cost of clothing, the cost of school, it's tough." Another speaker, Jan McNamara, emphasized the city's high cost of living. "It's already such an expensive place to live," she said, arguing that further additions would prove unsustainable. She also questioned prior financial decisions made by the municipality, noting recent prior adjustments in January and May, along with sewer fees, and suggesting that residents were being asked to cover other shortfalls. Council members also rejected the measure. The sole vote against the delay came from Councilwoman Vivian Moreno, who urged for shared regional costs. Councilman Kent Lee criticized the proposal as representing a pattern of reactive fiscal moves without adequate input from the community or alternatives like efficiency audits at the San Diego County Water Authority. "We can't keep passing the buck to ratepayers every time there's a shortfall," he said, referring to the new sewer and trash fees, both implemented in 2025. "Where is the accountability from our executives? Let's have real conversations to build trust, especially after all these back-to-back increases." Councilman Stephen Whitbin also strongly opposed the proposal. "The rates will not go up another 62%. This is a non-starter. This is dead on arrival," he said. "Let's go back and get this number down. I want to see the absolute lowest possible number that protects our workers and our residents." Water costs have increased every year since 2021, accumulating to a 27% total uptick in the past 4 years. Should the latest proposal gain approval, it would contribute to an overall increase of nearly 90% over 8 years. The City Council will decide on the rate hike on October 28th.